I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. His critics call him an illegitimate president, but today Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro was sworn in for a second term. Never mind that the U.S. and most of the countries in Latin America are refusing to recognize his reelection. They say the vote last May was not free and fair. One sign of the political tension today, normally the swearing-in ceremony for a new presidential term is held at the National Assembly, but with that body under opposition control now, Maduro began his new term taking the oath at the Supreme Court, which, by the way, is packed with his political allies. Guillermo Olmo reports from Caracas for our partners at BBC Mundo. He says many Venezuelans could not care less about the change of venue.
Well, most of them don't seem too concerned about the president's new term, but rather they seem to be concerned about the economy, about their everyday difficulties they have to endure, how hard it is to get the basics they need, and especially how the price rises are running crazy and are making a living here harder, very, very much harder.
Yeah, so since Maduro first came to power 6 years ago, succeeding the very charismatic predecessor, Hugo Chavez, how significantly have the conditions in Venezuela deteriorated?
I would say that the country's economy were doing well during the last years of Chavez's president term. But since Maduro stepped into power, things have gone really, really worse. And now the country is living what the IMF has described as one of the worst economic crises ever. And this is the reason why over 3 million people have left this country over the last few years and why it's been so difficult to make ends meet here for average Venezuelans.
You mentioned, Guillermo, the Venezuelans fleeing their country, thousands each day as the economy there continues to plummet. What are Venezuelans hoping for right now?
Well, that's a tough question. I guess they want to live in a normal country. That's what I feel when I talk to them. And they don't understand why their country has to be in such a poor condition and has to be always in the headlines, in the global headlines, for bad news. I guess these people wish normality, just to have the things that people in developed countries take for granted, like, well, food for your family and a decent job. But this country has been in turmoil for more than 10 years, I would say, and it's going to be hard to fix the situation.
The dilemma for Venezuela continues. Guillermo Olmo, reporting from Caracas for our partners at BBC Mundo. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.